just smiling because it's been so long since you've invited your dear old auntie to dinner. And to meet your newest boyfriend, no less. Well, aren't you a sweet thing to notice that I'm not really old at all? Oh, don't get your panties in a bunch, Beth. I didn't mean to suggest you have a lot of boyfriends. Quite the opposite. I wonder if you have any at all. I rarely get invited over to meet any of them. But I guess there's a reason for that. So, are you too serious? Wow, that is a long time. Lucky Beth. Well, he's just so handsome. Aw, look at the way he blushes. You just look so young, sweetie. I'd never know you're almost graduated from college. Okay, fine. I won't embarrass him, Bethy. Oh, more guests have arrived. Why don't you get that bath and I'll keep your new beau here company. So, what has my Bethy told you about our family? Not much. Nothing about me, her favorite aunt. You can be honest. Wild, huh? Well, she doesn't know the half of it. Oh, more guests. We'd better mingle a bit. But I'm sure we'll get some alone time later to continue this conversation. Oh my, Bethy. You set a gorgeous table. Doesn't she? See, your new boyfriend sitting beside me here thinks so too. Oh, don't be silly. It's cozier having everyone around one table like this. It smells so good. And everything looks so hot. We should probably get started. I'm just looking down and everything I see makes my mouth water. Oh, easy there. You don't want to draw more attention to us now, do you, sweetie? No, they're all too preoccupied at the moment. But I don't really think that Beth would appreciate the fact that her boyfriend is letting her sexy aunt rub his thigh like this under the table. Yeah, just like this. Oh, what was that, Beth? Oh, yes, it is a big portion. More than I'm used to handling. But don't worry, dear. I brought my appetite tonight. And I bet everything is gonna taste so fucking yummy. Easy there. It's just my hand over that hard bulge in your pants. This hard, thick bulge. Oh, you're right, sweetie. We definitely shouldn't be doing this. So bad that my pretty hand with my sexy painted nails is rubbing up and down over the crotch of your tight pants. But it feels good, doesn't it? So fucking naughty. With Beth and her whole family. Mom and dad and brothers and sisters. Sitting at the table while you let her older, sexy aunt just fondle your hard cock. Oh, sweetie, you'd better be careful. It's getting pretty obvious you're a breast guy. And I'm not talking about the one on your plate. You're really getting an eyeful sitting so close beside me at the table tonight. Oh, pay attention. Beth's talking to you. Oh, oh my goodness. Oh my god. Oh, there you go. Wow. Oh. No. He seems fine. Beth, he just choked on his water a bit there. You're okay now, sweetie, right? What was it you asked him anyways, Beth? Oh, if the breast was juicy. Well, go on, sweetie. Tell her. You don't get to sample breasts like this often, do you? They make you hungry, don't they? But you're gonna have to be a little more subtle, though. That bit with the water was quite the spectacle. But I do love how flustered you get. Let's see if this might help. If you just relax, no one will know, and I just unzipped your pants and slipped my hand inside. Oh, that's it. Easy now. I'm just gonna slide my hand underneath your boxers and get to finally feel you. Oh, fuck. Oh, I get to feel your hard cock skin on skin. Wow, that's so fucking hot. And I mean, like, temperature hot. Jesus, your dick's on fire. Throbbing. Maybe a little stroking would help. Yeah. Just like this. Up and down. My hands are so soft, aren't they? But when they squeeze and stroke like this. Oh. Easy. It's like my niece isn't doing a good job taking care of your needs. I bet her bland jobs aren't half as thrilling as this. That's right. I did say bland jobs. What's the matter? Oh, you're nervous, aren't you? You don't really want me to stop. I mean, I could take my hand away and stop sliding it up and down like this on your hard shaft. Faster and faster. Even though it feels so good, I could just put my hand back in my lap where my short skirt is ridden up so high. You can practically see my panties. That's so indecent of me, isn't it? And they're wet, by the way. So, do you really want me to stop? I know you don't. But you really do need to stop fidgeting in your seat, or the whole table will know what a dirty boy you are. Why don't you try and eat a bit and take your mind off the fact that your girlfriend's aunt is choking your chicken under the table right now, and that you fucking love it. Was that a whimper? Come on, eat up. Oh, okay, sure.
Beth, dear, would you mind passing the pepper mill down?
Oh, no. Everything's so good. I just think your man can handle things a bit spicier than you've served. There you go, sweetie. The pepper mill, just like you asked. That's it. You just grip the head of it. Firm. Nice and firm. With your whole hand around it. Oh, and then you twist. Oh, yeah, just like that. And with the other hand, you twist.
both directions, back and forth, over and over, up and down. Yeah, keeping that tight, firm grip on the head. Oh, and keep going and going, twisting and squeezing until you think it's so hot you can't take anymore. Oh, that was close. I almost got a pearl bracelet there, didn't I? Oh, fuck. Look at that buttery tip of your dick. I bet that little dewdrop of pre-cum is so much yummier than my breast. Well, the one on my plate, at least. What's the matter? Did I get you thinking about how yummy my big tits would taste? Oh, fuck. There's more of it now. I'm just gonna swipe this pearly drop of pre-cum onto my finger and... Oh, yes, Beth. You've brought such a delicious morsel to the table. I can't help but lick my fingers clean. Is that giving you ideas, dirty boy? Me too. I want something creamy for dessert. And you're gonna serve it up. Just listen closely, sweetie. Unless you want Beth's dear old dad to know what you and his sister are doing down here. Good. You're gonna have to hold on to the edge of the table, nice and tight, and try to stay very, very still in your seat, okay? Just be ready.
Oopsie! I dropped my napkin. No, I'll get it.
Feel my hot mouth working the tip. I'm getting it so wet. And my slick hand twisting your shaft. That's it, nasty boy. You're so close to shooting a load in Auntie's mouth. You better be quick. I'm only gonna be down here for a few more seconds. Yeah. Come, feed me. Oh, I want a mouthful of that cream for dessert. Oh, yes. Yes. Shh, be quiet. Oh, God, yes, let that come fly. Oh, God, be quiet. Oh, such a dirty boy. Beth really doesn't take care of you well if you had that much cream to feed me. Better swallow this last little bit.
Oh, there's my napkin. Silly me. What? Oh, you're right, Beth. He does look a little flushed. It's just so hot over here, right, sweetie? Well, yes. Ice cream for dessert would certainly help with that, Beth. No, none for me, thanks.
I've had all the cream I can handle at the moment. But I'm sure I'll be hungry for more later. So, you might want to finish everything on that plate of yours, sweetie. You're going to need your strength.